Okay, we're starting today from Gimel Amud Bet. We saw yesterday a statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, v'chol ha-samuch lo v'chol ha-nir'eimo nidon k'krach. That was the first statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that we saw at the end of the last daf, and then we came back to it here. Now we're going to see, if you can see on your page, eight different halachot that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said regarding Purim, Krat Megillah, all different things relating to our topic. So we're going to go through one by one. So we're right where the lines start to get wide. V'am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, krach sheyashav ulevasof hukaf nidon kikfar. If you have a walled city that was settled, first people settled in a city, then they built a wall, then it's like a kfar, it's not like a mukaf choma. A mukaf choma is a city that had a wall, and then it was built atop. My time, where do we learn this from? Dichtiv, v'ish ki yimkor beit moshav ir choma. Now this is halachot of when it comes to selling land and when you can rebuy back land. This is all at the end of Vayikra. There's a whole section about the Yovel and all the land going back to its original owners. So there's different halachot there for walled cities and non-walled cities. So when they discuss about the walled cities, it says, Ish ki yimkor beit moshav ir choma. Now how do they understand this? This is what you call in Hebrew smichut. Beit moshav defines the ir choma. It's an ir choma with a beit moshav. As in, they learn from here that it was hukaf ulevasof yashav. In other words, it was a beit moshav of an ir choma. It was a settlement that was built in a walled city. So they learn from there that it must be that the walled city was first walled, and then it was settled. Velo sheyashav ulevasof hukaf. Okay, that was number one, or really number two, because number one we did yesterday. Number three, Amar Rishu ben Levi, krach she'en bo asara bat lanim nidon kikfar. You have to have, in order for it to be considered a walled city, and for the dinim of a walled city, it has to have, just one second, I think, does this only mean walled city, or when they say krach here, I think they're referring also, one second, right, I think they even mean a regular city. In other words, what they're saying here is that krach she'en bo asara bat lanim nidon kikfar. If you don't have 10 people in the city that don't work and that specifically sit in the shul or in the Beit Midrash, okay, if you don't have that, then it's considered a kfar and you can be makdim to Yom HaKnisa. In other words, that's a defining factor of if it's considered a kfar or not. So now they say, my Kamashvalam, why are you teaching us this? It already says this in the Mishnah. Tanina, which we're going to see this Mishnah very soon. Ezuhi ir gedola, kol sheyesh ba asara bat lanim. Pachot mikan hareza kfar. That's the defining factor. So why is Rabbi Shuvan Levi telling us this if the Mishnah already said it explicitly? So now they say, krach itzderi chale. There's a difference between an ir gedola and a krach. If you talk about size of cities, there's a kfar, there's an ir gedola, and then there's a krach. A krach is a major city. You know, maybe you say like Tel Aviv is a krach, and Ranana is an ir gedola, right? So that there's two different options of what, so what they say is you might have thought that in a krach, a gigantic city, af agav de miklele ma'alma, you might have thought that a krach, even if there aren't 10 people that all the time are sitting at the same 10 people, and what is asara bat lanim? It's that there's 10 people that kavua, they don't work, they sit in the Beit Midrash or the shul, and they're there. So that's what they say is the defining factor. Now you might have thought that according to the Mishnah, what does it say? Ir gedola versus kfar is going to be this issue of asara bat lanim. That's what's going to define. But now they say, what about a krach? You might have thought that a krach wouldn't be defined by asara bat lanim. Why? Because no matter what, in a big city, there's always going to be 10 people in the Beit Knesset. It might not be the same 10 people, but there's always going to be 10 people. So in the end, what do they say? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is coming to teach you, even a krach needs asara bat lanim to be considered a krach. Okay? Otherwise, it could be makdim liyom haknisa. Okay. V'amar Rishu ben Levi, krach shecharavu levasof yashav nidon kikrach. If you had a krach, okay, a walled city that was destroyed and then was rebuilt, it's nidon kikrach. So now the Gemara says, well, what kind of destruction are we talking about? The wall being destroyed or the city being destroyed? So my charev, ilemar harvu chomotav. Yashav in, lo yashav lo. It can't be that its walls were destroyed, because what does it say? Krach shacharav ulevasof yashav. So it seems to imply here that only if you rebuild the walls and people move back into the city, it's like a krach. But what if just its walls are broken and they get rebuilt, okay, but lo yashav? So the answer would be, according to this, no, you wouldn't do it. V'ha tanya, we have a brayta that says otherwise. Rabbi Elazar bar Yossi omer, asher lo choma. Now here's a tricky thing. Asher lo choma is with a vav and an aleph. Now lo and lo, right? Lo with a vav means it has a choma. And lo with an aleph means it doesn't have a choma. So what are they darshing here? Af al pi she'ein lo achshav, haya lo kodem lachen. Okay? They say in the dinim in Yichud that we were talking about, when they talk about defining walled cities or not. Now it's clear, here it goes back to something we said otherwise. We talked about this a few pages ago. I don't remember now. I assume it was in Ta'anit, but maybe it was here. That we take laws that existed about one thing and we're defining them based on other things, right? We saw this on Tisha B'Av about the fast. We were talking about the fast, and you try to take things from other places. It's at the very end of Ta'anit. So here we have walled cities that exist in the Torah. Now, obviously, the walled cities that exist in the Torah weren't the ones relating to Purim, but we're saying if by Purim we have walled cities, we're going to learn the definitions of Purim from the definitions that exist in, whoever can lay tick sheets, we're going to learn them from the definitions that existed by the Batei Arechoma. So now we darshan this pasuk, even if it didn't have walls now, even though it doesn't have walls now, but it had before. Okay? So what do you learn from here? That it can't be the walls that were built and then rebuilt, because you don't need the walls to be rebuilt. If it had walls and they weren't rebuilt, it would still be considered a walled city. Elamai charev, shecharev me'asara batlanim. Ah, that's what it means. It means at some point it didn't have asara batlanim. So while it doesn't have asara batlanim, it's like a kfar, and you could be maktim liya maknisa, and it doesn't have all the dinim. But if it now goes back to having a sarabat lanim, then it goes back to being judged as a krach. Okay. V'amar Rishua ben Levi. Now we're up to the number five of things that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says relating to all sorts of issues about Kriyat Megillah. Lod va'onu v'geach ha'ashim mukafot chomam imot Yoshua bin Nun. Havu. So he lists three cities that were in Arei Binyamin. And he says these cities have walls from the time of Yoshua bin Nun. So now the Gemara asks, "V'hani Yoshua bananu, v'ha El Pa'al bananu." Yoshua wasn't the one who built these. It says in Divrei Yamin that El Pa'al was the one who built him, who was living later. Dichtivu b'nei El Pa'al, Evru Mashan Ume. I don't know how you read these. Hold on a second. Ubnei El Pa'al, Evru Mashan v'Shemed v'Shamed, Hu banat Ono v'Lod ubnoteh. Okay, he built these cities. So what do you say? It couldn't be that they were walled cities in the time of Yoshua, because he built them. So now they say, well, for Litamech, if you're going to ask that question, I'll ask even more questions. V'litamech Asa bananhi. According to what you're saying, Asa built them, Bichlal, and not El Pa'el, because it says, Dichtiv Bayiven. Now it's talking about Asa, but the pasuk doesn't say it. Bayiven, you have to look at the... It's Vayiven Arei Mitzura B'Yehuda, Ki Shakta Aretz Ve'enimo Mochama B'Shanim Ha'ela, Ki Aniach Hashem Lo. And it's talking about Asa, and it says that Asa built these cities. Okay? So now, how could you say that El Pa'el built them if Asa built them? In other words, if your whole premise is Yoshua could have built them because El Pa'el built them, well then I could tell you, well then El Pa'el could have built them because Asa built them. So now they're going to have an answer which answers everything. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani mukafol chomah miyemot Yoshua bin Nun havu. They were mukafol chomah from the time of Yoshua, but charuv bimei pilegesh begiva. Now they're being smart. They're saying, it was in Shetach bin Yamin. When was Shetach bin Yamin destroyed? In pilegesh begiva. We just learned that story.
But this is so, not geographically not at all Shetach bin Yamin.
They're not? Rashi says they're Arei bin Yamin. I didn't check it out.
Lord.
It's not Shetach Binyamin, are you sure?
The area of Lodin and Kiryat Ono and everything, but it's not Binyamin. Binyamin is like where Shiloh and Neve Tzuf, it's in that area. And actually, Binyamin was there.
Okay, we have to look it up, because Rashi seems to say they're from Arei Binyamin. I didn't check it out. I just assumed that was the case. But I don't know. Case to look up. Okay. Right, the notes here also say it was.
Really?
Yeah. Ubocho peripi devrei yamim hu miyuchas l'shevet binyamin, it says here. Yeah, it says they're listed among the cities. There's also, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah where they're listed among Arei Binyamin. Okay. So now what are they going to say? What happens? So they were mukaf chama mimav Yosha bin Nun. They got destroyed in Pilegesh Begiva. Ve'ata El Pa'el Bananhu. Okay, so then El Pa'el rebuilt them. Hadar Impul. They fell again. Ata Asa Shapsinhu. And he, you know, fixed them up. Dikanami Dechtiv. And we'll bring a further proof. By Yomal Yehuda Nivnet Harim Ha'ele. Michal Da'arim Hayumeikara. In other words, it says in Devarei Hayamim, it says, Vayomer LeYehuda, we're going to build these cities. What does it mean we're going to build these cities? Cities means they were cities to begin with. And as we're going to rebuild the cities that were cities to begin with, we're going to rebuild them again. Okay, so here you see that you can have something that was rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt. Okay, so that's why, so it makes sense then that Lod and Ono and Guy Harashim were Mukaf Chama from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun, even though other people built them later. Okay. Now we get to a good one, which is interesting. Of all these statements, I want you to just note, every halakha here, if you see the sheet, every din that he says has a whole diyun about it. This one, no diyun at all. Okay? Nashim chayavot b'mikra megillah, sha'achen hayu b'oto anes. Nobody argues with it, okay? Nashim are chayavot b'megillah because they were also part of the miracle. Okay, we learned this in the past, this achen hayu b'oto anes, but since it's all relevant to women's stuff, I'm going to go through it again. There's two different interpretations about Achen Ayu Botones. Is Achen mean they also were saved, in which case they're also chayav like the men in terms of having been saved and redeemed, and it comes up by Pesach, it comes up by Purim, it comes up by Hanukkah, and it comes up by, what is it? Am I forgetting one? Kram Megillah, Hanukkah, Purim, and maybe that was it. Okay. So, yeah, it's those three. So the question is, are they were also saved, okay? And the Yerushalmi says, Afen yu boto safek. Safek li shamed. In other words, the Yerushalmi really goes according to that approach. They were also saved. But some people say it was they were the movilot, okay? You can see in Tosfot. He says, Perish Rashbam, he quotes the Rashbam, Sheikar hanes haya al yadam, Bipurim al yidei Esther, B'chanukah al yidei Yehudit, and B'Pesach is a little trickier. Shebizchut nashim tzidkaniyot shebaoto adur nigalu. They say it was the nashim tzidkaniyot. It's a little less, right? At least Yehudit and Esther are major characters. In Pesach, it's obviously Moshe. But they connect it with the nashim tzidkaniyot. So, now, that also might affect how you take this halacha. In other words, if the nashim are the movilot, then clearly the chiyuv is going to be the same as the men. Okay, now this gets all into women reading Megillah. And can a woman be motzi a man in Megillah? And it all comes from here. There's a Gemara in Erchin that says, Hakol chayavim b'mikra Megillah. Hakol, it's not on the sheet, I know, sorry. I just printed right before class a source sheet I've taught on this. Hakol chayavim b'mikra Megillah. Hakol sherin likrot et ha-Megillah. And then they say, who does that include? Women. And they say, just like Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. And they quote this statement. So they say that women can read the Megillah. And the Tosefta says, and this is why there's a few different opinions, the Tosefta says, Hakol chayavim b'kriyat Megillah. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Nashim, Avadim, Ketanim. Oh, then they say, sorry. Then it says, Nashim avadim uktanim pturim. Okay? There they say, in the Tosefta, it says, they're pturim ve'em motziim et harabim yidei chovatan. Okay? The Tosefta has a different version. And then, there's all different sources in this. Okay? The famous is the Bahag, who says that, the Bahag is a book from the time of the Gaonim. And he says that they're chayavim, when it says that they're pturim, how do you reconcile that one place says they're chayavim, and the other place says they're, right? And then Tosefta says they're pturim. So he says they're pturim mimikra Megillah, but they're chayavim lishmo Megillah. There's a difference between likro and lishmo. We saw this also by shofar, by hearing it and so blowing it. I mean, there everyone blows, everyone says lishmo kol shofar, right? It's the hearing. Here there's kriya and shmi'ah. So some people say when you do a women's kriya, the women say a different bracha, that they're chayav in shmi'ah, not kriya, and if they're chayav in shmi'ah, not kriya, then they can't be motzi men. And that's where ve'em motzi rabim yidei chovato. But Tosfot says, here, if, let's just look at Tosfot for a quick minute. Okay, so Tosfot brings up both opinions about is it, you know, afhen ayu, they were movilot, or they were besafek. And then he says, I'm looking at the wrong one. Nashim chayavot b'mikra Megillah. Mikam mashma sha'nashim motziot et acherim yidei chovatan. Midiloka amr lishmoa mikra megillah, right? It doesn't say there, it says nashim chayavot b'mikra megillah. So he wants to say that it sounds like it's against what the Bahag said, right? Because it sounds like they're chayavim b'mikra megillah, not lishmoa megillah. V'hachinam amashma be'erchin, and that's where it seems there. Hakok shirin lekroa ta megillah. Umasik hakok shirin la tu yemai, umashayin la tu yenashim. Fine, that's what we read there. V'kashe, and then he says, he brings up the Tosefta. And then he says, "V'chem pasku alachok dalot yishamu si'a mina, aval lo et hanashim." V'yesh lomar disalkadat after lo yo'el kriyatan afilu lahotzi nashim. You might have thought that it means they can't even be motzi nashim. Kamash malan dechayavim hakoch chayavim b'shmiya avadim nashim uktanim. Okay, so he sides on the side of the Bahag and says the chayavim b'shmiya, but don't think they can't be motzi other women. They obviously can be motzi other women. It's just that their chiyuv is different. However, other people say that their chiyuv is the same, because it says here, b'mikra megillah, and you can just say that Tosefta is a different version, and we don't, you know, we don't agree, we don't hold by that. And then there's an issue of maybe kvod ha-tzibur, there's different issues about why, you know, then there's people who do have women be motzi men, and people who don't, there's all different minagim, and it all comes from here. Okay, so even though there was only one line in the Gemara had nothing to say about it, the Mefarshim clearly had a lot to say about this, and again, for our purposes, very interesting.
Might have helped if there had been more discussion here.
Yes, it might have helped if there was more discussion. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechali Yop Shabbat. So I just wanted to point out, I started to say this, but there's different minagim among women's kriyot, whether you say Lishma Megillah or Mikra Megillah. There's different minagim about this. Okay. Amar Rav Shoben Levi, Purim shechal yop b'Shabbat, shoalim v'drashim b'inyano shel yom. If Purim falls out on Shabbat, and you don't read the Megillah on Shabbat, which we're going to get to later, why we don't read the Megillah, on Shabbat itself you should be shoel v'drashim b'inyano shel yom. Kind of, and they mean you should read the Megillah and darshan it, and learn out the Megillah. My iriya Purim, so they say, why are you making a special thing about Purim here? Afilu yom tov nami. Yom tov also you're supposed to be shoalim v'drashim b'inyano shel yom. Ditanya, here it says, in a braita. Moshe tikein len l'Yisrael shu shoalim v'dorshim b'inyano shel yom. Hilchot ha-Pesach b'Pesach, hilchot ha-Tzerev b'Tzerev, hilchot chag b'chag. So they say, so here you see, you're supposed to learn the halachot of the holidays in their appropriate time. So why? Why do you have to especially say this by Purim? Say, Purim itzri chaleh. Ma'u ditema nigzor mishum diraba kamash malan. Ah, they want to teach you that you might have thought this gzera of Rabba, which we're going to learn in a few minutes, which is that the whole chashash, we learned this by sukkah, we learned it by shofar. You're not allowed to do this mitzvot on Shabbat. We're worried. Shemi Abirenu Arba Mopur Shad Arbim. You might take your lulav, you might take your shofar, you might take it, right? The shofar, we're worried you're going to go etzel abaki, lomod. You might not know how to blow, so you go to someone who knows how to blow and he's going to teach you. Same thing with the Megillah. You might go to someone who's going to read for you. So here, if we have to be shoel v'doresh, and that's why it seems clear it's talking about in Megillah itself, we're worried you might carry your Megillah. So they're saying, no, you don't have to worry you might carry your Megillah. That's not a concern. Gzeira of Rabbah is not a concern. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came to tell us, in addition to this braita, that even though on every Chag you learn the Divrei Chag, he's saying, even on Purim you do it, and you don't have to worry that you might carry your Megillah. Okay. But I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Moving on to a new statement. Here's another interesting one, which I always wondered about. Chayav adam likrot et ha-Megillah balayla ulishnota b'yom. Why do we read Megillah twice? It's because of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, so we're going to see that a lot of things we do on Purim are because of him. So, he says, you have to read the Megillah and repeat it. Shneamar, and here's the source for it, interesting. Elohai ekra yomam velo ta'aneh, velayla velo jumiali. God, I'm going to call to you in the day and you won't answer me, and at night, and I won't be silent. Okay, I'm going to continue. So they learn from here that you're supposed to read it both during the day and at night. Now, what's the connection of this pasuk to anything? So first of all, this pasuk, Rashi says this in the Mizmor Lamanatzech al Ayelet HaShachar, which they say was Esther. In other words, this is a Mizmor of Esther's. Like, it was a special Mizmor for Esther or about Esther, and that Ayelet, there's this, in Masechet Yom, it says, why is Esther like Ayelet HaShachar? Anyway, what do we have here? This, they connect this mizmor, and what do they say? It says that you call out two times. So first of all, you see from here, if you want to darshan something, you can say that the concept of Megillah is really a call out to God, right? It's a way of maybe being Mehalel Hashem or calling out to Him. And that's why it's in this context of we call to God, we continue, right? It also, we're going to see later that they bring another pasuk where it also talks about this issue of silence. In other words, I was thinking about it. Maybe you start the holiday. Okay, so first of all, there's a big machloket here, whether the night is the ikar or the day is the ikar. Now, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam have a machloket, or maybe it's the Ri in Tosfot. There's a machloket about it. Right, Omer Ri. You can look in Tosfot for a minute. Omer Ri. Da'af agav de mevarech zman balayla, chozer mevarech oto bayom, de'ikar persu meini sahava b'kriya di'yamama. The main reading is during the day, and that's why, if you ever notice this, we say Shachianu both at night and in the morning, which is very strange. Right? So usually they say, have in mind that the Shachianu is going on the other mitzvah of the day. But if you already said your Shachianu on that, you should really say your Shachianu on a different mitzvah. So here, it comes from here, from the Ri. He says that we say that Ikar Kriya is during the day, and they say, first of all, the Pasuk says, I'm going to call to you during the day, and then at night I won't be silent, right? In other words, the main thing is during the day I call out to you. So that's one of the proofs. They bring a bunch of different proofs. They say also the Ikar Suda is during the day, so it must be that the Kriyat Megillah goes with that, and all the mitzvot are during the day. And it could be this concept of Laila Lo Dumi Ali. I was thinking about it, that if you start Purim and you don't read the Megillah, right? Like, if you think about it, if you ask anybody what's the main Kriya, most people say at night. More people go to Kriya at night than they do during the day. But because you're starting, and to not say anything is crazy. Like, how could you not, Laila Velo Dumi Ali, how could I be Shbeshekin? How could I not say something? How could I not start to explain what's going on and praise God for what happened today? So it could be that that's what's going on, that at night we can't not mention it, but really we're supposed to mention it during the day. So that's why we say Shachianu twice. According to the Rambam, the Ikar is at night, and therefore, according to the Rambam, you don't say Shachianu in the morning when you read Megillah, which is interesting. Okay. That's an interesting topic. We're going to read a little bit more about this. First, they thought, when they heard this halacha, l'krotet ha-megillah balayla u'lishnota b'yom. What does lishnota sound like? Lishnot, mishnah, to learn. So, sevor minei, they thought, l'mikre balayla u'lemitna manitin dida b'yomama. You're supposed to learn the mishnah and the megillah during the day. In other words, you read at night, you read the megillah, and during the day, you learn the mishnayot. But then Amrle Lehu Rabbi Yirmiya said to them, Lididi mefarsha liminet Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I learned straight from the mouth of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Kigon de Amre Inshi Evor Parshata Da Ve'etnia. Like he said, like when people say, I'm gonna read this parsha and I'm gonna read it again. Okay, so he said basically you're supposed to read it twice. And each marnami Amr Bichelbo Amr Ula Bira Chayav Adam, that's his name, Ula Bira Chayav Adam Likrota Tamigila Balailo Shnatabi Yom. And here he's bringing a different pasuk, Shneamar Leman Yisamercha Chavod Velo Yidom Hashem Elokai Leolam Odeka. Now, what's the difference between these two pasukim? This is from his Morshir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid, so which they connect with Hanukkah. Actually, it's interesting. Anyway, what does it say here? I'm going to constantly be Mehalel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? Velo Yidom, and I won't be silent. Both these pasukim have it, right? That I'm going to say something, and I'm not going to be silent about it. I'm going to do it again. What's different about the two psukim is Elohai Ekrai Yomam Velo Ta'aneh is a call for help. The second one is a praising of God after he helped. And in fact, that Mizmor all talks about, I'm low and I need help, and then Hashem helps me, he takes me out of trouble, and then I'm going to be L'man Yizamecha Chavo Velo Yidom. So one is more stressing the Hallel aspect, and one is more stressing the freeing from, you know, to be freed from Eitz Sarah or something. Okay. So now we're going to move on from this topic. Elish, we're going to go back. Okay, we're done with these eight dinim of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. They're all related to Kriyat Megillah in some sort of way. Now we're going to go back to the Mishnah, which says, the Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. Okay? So now we're going to see why is that. We talked about this a little before. Now we're going to see more inside. I told you that there was a diyun on Daf Dalet about it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim hikilu al hakfarim liyom makdimim liyom haknisa, kedei shisapku mayim umazon l'achayhem shebakrachim. Now, who's the main receiver of the benefit here in this reading? What happens? We're mekel on the people who live outside the city. Why? Because they're bringing mayim umazon to the people in the krachim on Purim, presumably. And because of that, we don't make them also have to hear the Megillah. So it's helping, but who it's really helping is the people in the cities, because the people in the cities need to get the food. If the people in the kfar are busy reading Megillah, they won't be able to bring the food. So it's really helping the people in the cities. And now the Gemara is going to have a problem with that. The Gemara says, "Lameimra, is the assumption of this that the takanta de krachim havu, that this is a takana for the b'nei krachim really, so that they get their food from the b'nei kfarim. If that's the case, V'hatnan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Chaliya Basheni, what if it's on Monday, Purim, right? So according to this, what should happen if it's on Purim? So they should do it, well, they can't do it Sunday, right, because Sunday is not a Yom HaKnisa. They would do it the Thursday before, so that on Monday, they'd be free to help the city people. So what do they say? Right, so V'hatzan called Chaliyah B'Sheni, Kfarim Bayarok Dolot, Korim Bo Bayom. They read on that day. So it doesn't help the city people. V'im Ita, and if that's what they need, Likdimu L'Yom HaKnisa, they should make it earlier to Thursday. So they say, we can't do that. Why can't we do that? Havalu Asara, V'Asara Lo Tkinu Rabbanan. That would be on Yud, right? It would fall on Yud, and Yud wasn't one of the days. So that's why we don't do it, but not because, right? So it's not a good contradiction. Now they say, no, we have another problem. Tashma, let's keep going. Chaliyah b'chamishi. What if it's on Chamishi? Again, what happens? They all read it on Chamishi. And they should be matim to Sheni. Now, what tarich is Sheni? Yud Aleph. That would work. So, Chaliyah b'chamishi. Korim v'yarok dolo korim bo bayom. They read on that day. V'in ita, liktim uliyom ha'knisa. They should really do it on Monday. Da'achar asarhu. So now what do they say? No, because we don't do that for a separate reason. Because miyom ha'knisa liyom ha'knisa lo dachina. We don't have this concept that you can push up from one Yom HaKnisa to a different Yom HaKnisa. So while it might be that it's really to help the city people on that year, it's not going to help the city people. Tashma, now they bring another problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai, when does this halacha apply that you can do it on, you know, B'makdim L'Yom HaKnisa? B'makom she'nechnesim b'sheni v'chamishi. It's in a place where they actually do gather on sheni v'chamishi. Ava makom she'ein nechnesim b'sheni v'chamishi, ein korino ta'ela b'zmana. If the whole reason is to help the other people in the big city, so just because the people in the kfar don't generally gather on Monday and Thursday, why should that affect the city people? We should say, even if you don't generally gather, still, on this year, you're going to go on Monday so that you can bring the food to the people on Tuesday. So that shouldn't be a criteria. So what do they say? Therefore, they reject it. Now, there's the third proof finally throws them over the edge, and they say, okay, we don't have a good answer for this. They say, lo tema kadeshi sapku mayim umazon. It's not so that they should provide. Ela ema mipnesha misapkim mayim umazon lacheyem shebakrachim. Which, again, pushes the subject. Who's the main beneficiary now? The people in the kfar. The people in the kfar now are getting benefit. What's the issue? We're making their lives easier. That they can go on the Yom HaKnisa, right, if it falls out when it's not the Yom HaKnisa, we talked about this before, as a reward. Since generally they're misapek mayim umazon lachayhem shebakrachim, so we allow them, we make it easier for them since they're busy working all the time bringing food to the city, so when they're already there anyway, we make their lives easier and we let them do it earlier. Okay, and therefore it wouldn't apply on a Monday, right, on a Monday and a Thursday that fall out on your dollar, it would be perfect for them, they're going anyway. And if they're not generally nichnas on Sheni v'chamishi, well, then it doesn't help them. In other words, it only helps them if they generally gather on Mondays and Thursdays. If they don't generally gather, well, then we may as well make them go to the city to hear Megillah on whatever day they're going to go, because they're not going anyway. So, therefore, this works out with all the issues. Okay. Ketzad. Now we're going to get to the next one. Chaliyah. Now we're just getting to the general mivnev, the Mishnah. Chaliyah b'sheni b'shabbat, parim v'yarok dolo, parim bo b'yom. Okay. Now, if you remember, the Mishnah started out and it said, Megillah Nikrei B'Yudalef Yubet Yugimel Yudalef Tefav, right? Then it started to go through. If it's on Monday, this is what you do. If it's on Tuesday or Wednesday, this is what you do. If it's on Thursday, this is what you do. If it's on Erev Shabbat, this is what you do. If it's on Shabbat, this is what you do. Now, if you recall, I made a chart and I charted it out and I said right away, I'm not doing this in the order of the Mishnah. I charted it out by Monday, Thursday, because it's the same halakha. And I switched the order a little. So it's exactly what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is saying, why did it switch the order? In other words, why? Maishna resha denakatsi dur de yarcha, umaishna sefa denakatsi dur de yome. What are they saying? Why did they start with Yudalef Yubet Yugimel Yudalef Tevav? And then, in the second part, when it went through the days, it went by Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. Okay? It should have gone by when does it come out? Now, different than I did it, but it should have come out when does it come out in Yudalef? When does it come out in Yubet? When does it come out in Yugimel? Right? That would have been a better structure. So they say, why did they change the structure? So they say, I did the mitapachle nakatsidur di yome. In other words, once they were talking about days of the week, it no longer worked well. It wouldn't work well if they then started fitting it into Yudalef, Yubet, Yugimel. And also, it was just they needed a different order. So they went in order of the days. And they picked a different order because it wasn't going to work otherwise. Chaliyah be'erev Shabbat. Okay, so now let's just read the whole thing. I brought it to you on the sheet. Okay, it's at the top of, or the second thing on the back side of your sheet. Chaliyah be'erev Shabbat. Kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. Vayarok gedolot u'mukafot choma koreim bo bayom. Okay, so now if it comes out on Erev Shabbat, what happens? An interesting thing. The Kfarim go to Thursday. The Yarok Dolo do it on Friday, the day that it falls out, your Dalid. And the Mukafot Choma also read on Friday. Okay? So now we're going to see that this doesn't, not everybody agrees with this. Okay? The Gemara says, Matniti Mane. Who does this Mishnah go according to? E Rabbi Yossi. It could be either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. Now we're going to see two Brito. In each Braita, there's a Tanakama, which disagrees with each guy. So one is a Braita where there's Tanakama versus Rabbi, and one is a Braita where there's Tanakama versus Rabbi Yossi. And then if you look at the chart here, we're going to have each of their opinions, and then we're going to have where they each learn it from, and then a question and an answer. And the structure is going to be very, very parallel. Because they each learn it from the same place, but in a different way. My Rabbi. So who is this opinion of Rabbi? Ditanya. Chaliyah be'erev Shabbat. Okay, according to Tanakama, if it falls on Erev Shabbat, both the Kfarim and the Ayarot Gedolot read on Thursday together. Okay, they don't read on Erev Shabbat. Umukafin choma korim bo bayom. Okay, we're going to see in a minute what the reasoning is. Rebbe Omer ani lo yidchu Ayarot mimkoman, and that's why should the Ayarot switch? They're on Friday. Friday's a fine day to read the Megillah. So why should they be changing? They should stay on their day. Ela'elu ve'elu korim bo bayom. And therefore it ends up that both the Mukaf Choma and the big cities read on Yudalit. So now they say, my time of Tanakama. Dichtiv b'chol shana v'shana. Remember that was the pasuk, right? You have to be reading the Megillah b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodmim l'mukafin? Afkan ayarot kodmot l'mukafin. Just like in every year, the regular cities do it a day before, so this year also they want to maintain that one group does it a day before the other group. So it's not enough that just the Kfarim would do it a day before, right? They want to have everybody do it the day before. So what do? Instead of doing it on Friday, even though Friday technically they could read the Megillah, the Ayarot also read it on Thursday, so that the Mukaf Choma, who can't read on Shabbat and can't delay it because we already learned, well, yavor, you can't pass the day, so they read it on Friday and they read it on the 14th, on the 13th. Ve'ema, why don't you say then, b'chol shana v'shana? Ma kol shana v'shana ein nidchin Ayarot mimkoman? If you want to take this drasha, b'kol shana v'shana, it should be like every other year. Well, I'll tell you something else that's not like every other year the way you're doing this. Every other year, what happens? The Ayarot read exactly on your Dalit. And now you're telling me the Ayarot aren't reading on your Dalit, so why don't you say that? So what is the answer? Shana hacha delo efshar. We don't have a choice. In other words, something has to give, and this is what's going to give. We're going to see exactly the reverse now in Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe's going to say, b'chol shana v'shana comes to teach, just like we never switch the date on this, we never switch it, and then they're going to say, well, what about the fact that they're now on the same day, the Mukaf Choma and the non-Mukaf Choma? Ah, well, efshar. Okay, so they're each going to say, b'chol shana v'shana, teaching the opposite. So now we have, I just lost my place, afkan lo yitzchu, okay. My time, the Rebbe my time. So what's his reasoning? B'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ein ayarot nitchim imkoman. Right? The ayarot always read on your dalet. Afkan lo yitchu ayarot imkoman. So also today, since there's no reason, obviously on if it falls on the 14th, they're going to have to switch it. But at any other day of the week, they never switch their day. So also here, they're not going to switch their day just because it's a Friday. Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana. Well, why don't we say then b'chol shana v'shana? Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodmin l'mukafin. They always go a day before the mukaf. Af kan nami ayarot kodmin l'mukafin. Shane hacha delo efshar. Now you have no choice. You have to, so you do. Okay. So again, everybody—it's like any time in an argument. Everybody has their point that they're not willing to be mivater on, right? So he thinks that that's the key, and he thinks that's the key. My Rabbi Yossi. So now, what's Rabbi Yossi? Ditanya. Chaliyah be'erev Shabbat. Mukafin u'kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. Vayarot gedolot korim bo bayom. Okay, so again, the same thing, right? If it's Erev Shabbat, the mukaf And the Kfarim, here this is different. Mukaf, here he has an interesting opinion. If it falls out on Erev Shabbat, you dalid. So what happens? In order to separate from the Mukaf and the Ayarot Kedolot, they don't want them to be on the same day. So what do? Keep the ear, let's say, okay, this is Mukaf, and this is the ear, right? The ear reads on your dalid. That's on a Friday, so keep that on your dalid. But the Mukaf Choma will read on your Gimel. We'll do it a day before, and that way they won't both fall out on the same day. So Chaliyah Be'er Shabbat Mukafin Ukfarim Makrimim Liyom HaKnisa Vayarot Gedolot Korim Bo Bayom V'Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Mukafim Kodmim La'ayarot. We don't do that kind of thing. The Mukaf would never be before the ear. Ela Elu Ve'elu Korim Bo Bayom. Okay? So then what do you have? He says both the Mukaf and the Ayarot Gedolot read on your Dalet. I think that, right? My time at Tana Kama. So what's his reasoning? Dichtiv bechol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot arba'asar uzmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh. Right? What does he say? Every year, what's unique about every year? That they never fall out on the same day. The mukaf and the ayarot. Afkan ayarot arba'asar uzmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh. Okay, so therefore here too, when the ayarot are on arba'asar, we can't have zmano shel zeh because zmano shel zeh. Never say the ema b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana. You can probably guess what they're going to say, right? Ma kol shana v'shana. Ein mukafim kodmim la'ayarot. Ma pidom the mukaf is going to read before the ayarot. Avkan ein mukafim kodmim la'ayarot. So what's his answer? Like everybody else answered, shana hacha delo efshar. We have no choice in this case, so we do it. My time is Rabbi Yossi. So now, what does Rabbi Yossi say? B'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana. Exactly the flip. Ein mukafim kodmim la'ayarot. Avkan e mukafim kodmim la'ayarot. We can't possibly do the mukaf before the ear. That's what it comes to teach. Ve'ema, but why, then why don't you say b'chol shana v'shana? Ma kol shana v'shana zmano shel zeh lo kezmano shel zeh. Right? But we never have them falling out on the same day. Avkan zmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh. Okay, answer, like in all the answers, shana ha'cha delo efshar. We have no choice. Okay? So there we have the four opinions. But what you see in the end is that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, who both say that when it falls on Erev Shabbat, the mukaf and the ear stew on the same day, on Yud Aleph. Okay. V'savar Rebbe, now they're going to ask, V'savar Rebbe, does Rebbe really hold that Ayarot lo dechina liyom haknisa? That the ear doesn't go back a day to the yom haknisa? V'hatanya, we have in a different case, it says in a Braita, Chaliyot b'Shabbat, if it falls out on Shabbat, Kfarim matimim liyom haknisa, Vayarot gedolot korim be'erev Shabbat, umukafot choma lemachar. Okay, if it falls out on Shabbat, what happens? The kvarim do on Yom HaKnisa, the ear does on Erev Shabbat, and the mukaf choma does the next day, which is Tevav. Right? So the kvar on Yubet, the ear ayarot gedolot on Yugimel, and the mukaf choma on Tevav. Rebbe Omer, okay, Rebbe disagrees. Omer ani, ho il v'nitchu ayarot mimkoman, yitchu liyom HaKnisa. Since we're already moving, and it's already going to be on your Gimel, it's already not going to be on the day, so we're going to put it on the Yom HaKnisa, not on Friday. So then they say, now that's different. Why is that different from here? Hachi hashta, don't compare them. Hatam zmanam shabati. Vo'il v'nitchu, yitchu. V'hacha zmanam erev shabbat. Okay, what are they saying? There's a difference. In our case, what happened? The ear of Dolah was supposed to read on Friday on Yudalit. So they're saying, wouldn't he say to do it a day earlier on the Yom HaKnisa with the Kvarim? And then they say no, because this is a case where it actually falls Bizmana. When it falls Bizmana, we're not going to change the date. When it falls on Shabbat, and then we're going to read it anyway on a different day, well, then we can push it off to the Yom HaKnisa. So it's not a problem. Okay. Kiman az lahad amar Rabbi Chelbo. Now they're going to bring a statement of Rabbi Chelbo, and they're saying, according to who does this go? Amar Rav Huna. He says in the name of Rav Huna, Purim shechal liyot b'Shabbat, hakol nidchin liyom haknisa. Okay, when Purim falls on Shabbat, everyone reads it on the Yom HaKnisa. So first they say, hakol nidchin. What do you mean hakol nidchin? Sal kadatach. What kind of it? How could hakol nidchin? Ba'ika mukafin, right? The mukafin da'avde lemachar. The mukafin clearly read it on Tevav. It can't be everybody reads on Yom HaKnisa. Ela, what does it mean though? Ela kol nidche yidachel Yom HaKnisa. Just like we said before, right? If Yudalit falls out on Shabbat, then whoever is pushed off, right, is going to be nitche, or going to be put earlier, is going to be nitche the yom haknisa. But obviously, it's not referring to the mukav choma. So now they're saying, who is this like? Ah, keman ki Rebbe. That's exactly Rebbe. That's what we just saw Rebbe's opinion, is that when it's on Shabbat, then you push it off to the yom haknisa. De kule alma. Now we're going to go, I promised you we get to this today, about Megillah and Gzera Derabba. De kule alma mia. Everybody agrees. In other words, all these disagreements about the days and what works out, everyone's in agreement that what? That we don't read Megillah on Shabbat. Nobody disagrees with that. Kule alma mia, Megillah b'Shabbat lo karina. My time, what's the reason? Amaraba, hakol chayavim b'kriyat Megillah, ve'ein hakol b'ki'im b'mikra Megillah. Everybody's chayav, but not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Gzera shema yitlena b'yado, v'yelech itzel b'ki l'mod, v'yavirena arba amot v'rushit arabim. Okay, we're worried that you're going to take it and take it to someone to teach. Now, we had the same question we had by Sukkah and by Lulav and by Shofar, which is, aren't we worried yotzimi rushut l'rushut? Right? Why aren't they worried about that? Some people say maybe they are worried about it. They just say, they give this as an example. Some people say it's more difficult to move from Rashut to Rashut. People will notice and be conscious of. But carrying a four mode of Rashut Arbim, they'll be less careful about possibly. I don't know. There's different opinions about why. But anyway, that's the Gzera Derabba. They were worried you're going to take it. Now, why aren't they worried you're going to read the Megillah? Because then you could say, well, leave it in Shul beforehand, right? We'll make sure it's always in Shul. We don't have to worry about that. It's really that you're worried that someone's going to take it out and be ma'avir arvam up reshut arbi. V'hainu tama de shofar, v'hainu tama de lulav. And same thing by lulav, same thing by shofar. Here, which we don't have by lulav and shofar, there's a different reason given, okay? Why that is also a question asked by the Mefarshim, but we'll leave it as a question. Rav Yosef Amar, mipnei she'enehem shel aniim nesuot b'mikra Megillah. The aniim know that on the day they read the Megillah, people give them tzedakah. So if you read the Megillah on Shabbos, it's going to create a problem. Okay? So Tanya Nami Hachi, we're going to see another brayta that connects between the people reading the Megillah and Enehem Shalaniim. Afal pi shamru kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa, govim bo bayom u'machalkim bo bayom. Even though we say that the kfarim are makdimim liyom haknisa, they also do Matano Lev Yonim on that day, on the day that they read the Megillah, okay? So Matano Lev Yonim goes together with Megillah reading. This is a good thing to remember, by the way, if you're ever in Jerusalem and there's Purim Mishulash, which is when Purim falls out on Shabbat, which can only happen in Jerusalem now with our calendar, they do Megillah and Matano Lev Yonim on Friday, and they do Mishloach Manot and the Seudah on Sunday. Because you remember, you'll always remember now, that because it's always confusing, what goes with what, that Matano Lev Yonim always goes with Kriyat Megillah. Afal pi shamru. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean, afal pi shamru? Adrabah, mishum de amru, right? It's not, even though they say the kfarim maktimim liyom haknisa, the aniim get staka on that day. It's dafka because the kfarim maktimim liyom haknisa, that's why the aniim get on bobayom. So they say, ela ho'il, so you should read it differently. It's ho'il va'amru shekfarim maktimim liyom haknisa, govim babayom u'machakim babayom mipnei sh'anihem 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 nisuot b'mikra Megillah. Okay, so therefore it comes to teach you that they're just rereading that text and saying the brayta really should say since and not be, right, even though. It's really since. Since they read on a different day, that's the day they also do Matanot Lev Yonim, because the aniyim are all expecting that when you do when you read the Megillah, you're going to do Matanot Lev Yonim. Okay, we'll stop here for today. We finally got to the end of the page. Continue tomorrow. New mission tomorrow, which we've already learned part of.